Doug Price is with us from Visit COS for his monthly visit. I know you're going to be on the Extra next week with Renee, I believe.
Absolutely, on Monday. Yep.
All right, let's talk about the 4th of July. It's 2 days away.
I know, and the forecast looks great for outdoor activities, which is one of the things that we can't control but always hope for. We do know, and first, Mike, I want to just let listeners know that everything that I'm going to kind of tick off here is at our website, which is visitcos.com/events calendar. All these things are listed up there in more detail. But fireworks are scheduled to happen in Memorial Park, Woodland Park, Cripple Creek, and Palmer Park on Thursday night. And if you go to our page, you will see that there are celebrations going on from Rockledge Ranch with the Family 4th. The Tri-Lakes 4th of July is having a celebration. Manitou, Old Colorado City are having celebrations on the 4th. Downtown Memorial Park is always the Summer Symphony and fireworks with the not only the U.S. Air Force Academy's Bands of Wild Blue Country will perform, but then, of course, the Philharmonic. There are events going on. Here's an interesting one, Mike. A lot of people don't know. We're hosting in the city this week 10,000 baseball players that are playing in a tournament called the Colorado Sparkler. And they're in town for about a week, and they're going to play at 28 diamonds around the city.
Nice.
So I would just say to people, again, if you click on our website for details, it'll give you the times and locations and all that's happening. There is a Palmer Lake Fun Run. The Switchbacks are going to do fireworks on the 4th. They have a game against Orange County, and so there's a game and fireworks on the 4th of July. So, and over the weekend, the Vibes are going to be playing out at UC Health Parks. There's an old-fashioned 4th of July celebration in Old Colorado City. And so literally, no excuse not to be able to find something that'll be great. Cheyenne Mountain fireworks over at the resort will be going on as well. So I hope that people will find something to do that's family friendly and go out and enjoy the 4th of July and celebrate our freedom.
Certainly a lot of choices. Now, what's going on with the zoo?
Well, you know, Missy, the elephant, turned 50 on Sunday. And you can visit her and her roommate up there at any time. But one of the things that they're really close to opening up there is a new kind of water feature, like a water park for the hippos and the penguins. Now, it's not quite open, but it's going to replicate a South African beach, and it's going to be called Water's Edge Exhibit. So keep an eye on the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo website for when that opens, but go up and wish Missy a happy birthday. And then, you know, Mike, what a time. We go right from all these festivities this weekend right into the rodeo.
Right.
The parade is downtown on Tuesday, July the 9th. And then the Pikes Peak or Bus Rodeo kicks off Wednesday through Saturday, the 10th through the 13th. Tickets are available, pikespeakorbust.org. And we really hope that people will go out and support what is one of our finest heritage events in the Pikes Peak region.
And that brings people to our area, just not the people who live here go to that.
Thousands of visitors come in annually for the Pikes Peak or Bus Rodeo. And it's, again, I say it often, but what's good for our residents is good for our visitors. Mm-hmm. Some of these events, your listeners will be there, and they'll be interacting with people that are from out of town. And so I hope that if you see somebody who looks like they need some directions, that you'll be give them some of that Colorado hospitality and help visitors find their way around.
And just a reminder, proceeds from the rodeo benefit military.
Absolutely, they do. I'm going to stick around town this week myself. You know, we talk about all the places to go and things to do, and my wife and I are going to do a little staycation.
Nice.
And I had a friend on Sunday tell me that he had just checked off something on his bucket list. He did the Segway tour through the Garden of the Gods Park. Oh. And he just reminded me that I've talked about doing it, and I want to go do that during this staycation. So I do, again, invite listeners to go to visitcos.com, take a look at all the things that people come from out of town to do, and I hope the people will have a great, safe, and happy 4th.
I have to comment that Doug came in wearing shorts. It looks like he's already on vacation right
well,
now.
Well, thank you. And we'll be back.
Very summary, Doug.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. And we'll be back on Monday. Brian DeBates from the Space Foundation Discovery Center on the Extra. Renee and I will talk with Brian about this little jewel up there on God and the Gods Road that if you haven't been up to see the Discovery Center, I hope people will, and we'll go into a lot more detail of that on Monday.
Sounds good. Have a good 4th. Safe 4th. 7:42, KRDO's Morning News.